is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo set nearly 2 hours of meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov about nearly every issue facing the two countries were productive, though they appear to have no major breakthroughs. The United States and Russia have both interests in a number of ongoing global issues, but they often find themselves on opposite sides, even if they share a stated basic goal. Following the talks, Pompeo said the U.S. is willing to rebuild its relationship with Russia, but expects its Russian counterparts to act on it with all seriousness. Pompeo also issued a few stern warnings to Russia, saying it should refrain from interfering in the 2020 U.S. election. President Trump rejected a report that he is considering sending 120,000 troops to counter Iran, but didn't rule out deploying a lot more soldiers in the future. Trump called the New York Times report fake news, but said he would send troops if needed.
Would I do that? Absolutely. But we have not planned for that. Hopefully, we're not going to have to plan for that. And if we did that, we'd send a hell of a lot more troops than that.
The Pentagon has already dispatched an aircraft carrier and nuclear-capable bomber planes to the region in the past few days. President Rodrigo Duterte, allies appear to have overwhelmingly had leads in the election for the Philippine Senate, one of the opposition's last bulwarks against a brash populist leader accused of massive human rights violations. Preliminary results comprising 94% of the vote from the midterm election showed at least 8 candidates endorsed by Duterte were leading in the races for 12 seats in the 24-member Senate. The official election results are expected to be declared in about a week. For more news, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump is denying that trade talks with China have collapsed and characterized the trade tensions between the world's two largest economies as a little squabble. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Trump's threatened to extend 25% duties to all Chinese products. But even as the trade battle intensifies, he's downplaying it as a little squabble between friends.
I think it's going to turn out extremely well. We're in a very strong position.
After the dispute sent stocks into a nosedive yesterday, the markets essentially flipped to cautious optimism that both sides will reach a deal. But optimism's replaced by anxiety in the nation's heartland. The Commerce Department says farmers' personal income dropped by nearly $12 billion in the first quarter. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. southern state of Alabama Senate approved one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country. The ban prevents women from seeking abortions by making it a felony for doctors who perform the procedure. Republican Senator Clyde Chambliss spoke to the Alabama News Network about supporting the ban.
What this bill is designed to do is to go to the Supreme Court and challenge that particular precedence that said in 1973 that abortion is legal on demand, essentially anytime, anywhere, for any reason.
The only exception now is for abortions in case where the woman's health is at risk. The Alabama law is expected to face an almost immediate legal challenge, even if it's signed into law by the governor. Supervisors in the U.S. city of San Francisco, by a near unanimous vote, approved a ban on police using facial recognition technology, making it the first city in the U.S. with such a restriction. Supervisor Aaron Peskin said the technology is too intrusive.
It's psychologically unhealthy when people know they're being watched in every aspect of the public realm, on the streets, in parks. That's not the kind of city I want to live in.
The legislation bans municipal use, but not personal, business, or federal government use of face ID technology. Opponents of the ban say it helps police in identifying criminals. A Sri Lankan government official said mob attacks on Muslim communities in the country's northwest since Monday have left at least one person dead and dozens of shops and mosques destroyed. Police say the situation was brought under control and no incidents were reported as of late Tuesday. Tensions have been running high in the Buddhist-majority island nation since the Easter Day attacks that killed more than 250 people. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attacks on churches and luxury hotels. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.